Okay, our topic today, cross-dressing for a play or on Purim. I included Purim even though it wasn't part of the question I was asked, but that's where most of the sugya comes from.
Yeah.
I was asked because you're madrichim in camp, and it's hard to make the kids excited about their learning the Torah and the chinuch and all the important lessons you have to teach them. Every educational lesson you have to teach them can be tough. It's their summer, their break. So one of the things you could do is you have to make it entertaining. So you have skits and plays, and you make them funny. And one way to do that is to have a man dressed as a woman or a woman dressed as a man. Also, because sometimes there's not enough of one or the other in whatever group, and that's who there is. Especially if it's single sex, so it's only guys, so somebody has to play the girl. So the question is, can a man dress as a woman for that purpose? And because much of the sugya has to do with Purim, I'm also going to cover, can a man dress as a woman on Purim, or can a woman dress as a man on Purim? So where does it all start? So there's original source is the Pasuk. It's a Pasuk in Parshat Ki Tetzeh, source one, that says, Lo yechli gever al isha, v'lo yilbash gever simlad isha, ki toivad Hashem elokecha kol ose eila. Don't let a chli gever, so it's not, it doesn't say clothes, it says a chli, a utensil, something a man uses. Okay, it could be a weapon. This is something men use, not women, so she shouldn't walk around wearing it, carrying it. V'lo yilbash gever simlat isha. And a man should not wear a woman's dress. Why? So the Pasuk says, ki to'avad Hashem lokecha kol oseh eila. It's a to'eva, it's an abomination when a man would wear this woman's dress. So what is the context? What are we talking about? So Rashi tells us, lo yeh kli gever al isha, shetehe dome le'isha, kidei shetelech bein ha'anashim. Shetehe dome le'ish, kidei shetelech bein ha'anashim. So a woman should not dress like a man or carry around things like a man so that she can hang out with the men. She'ein zo ela l'shem ne'uf. Right? Lotinuf, one of the Aseret HaDibrot, adultery. So it's only for licentious purposes that a woman would want to dress like a man and hang out among the men. V'lo yilbash gever simlat isha. Again, what's the isser of him wearing the clothing, the woman's clothing? Leilech v'leishev bein hanashim. He's going to do this, dress like a woman, so he can hang out with the woman. Davar Acher, Rashi points out that this is also the source, this pasuk is also the source for a man not shaving certain parts of his body. Shaving his pubic hairs or shaving his armpit hairs, that is something that women do. That is not something that men do. And therefore, for the man to do that would be a violation of, for lack of a better term, Beged Isha. As in, this is something that women do, men don't do that. Okay, we're going to cover certain times where you might be allowed to do some of those things. We'll discuss. But doing them to, if it's the same, it's doing them so you can fit in among the women or fit in among the men.
What's the shem
niuf? Niuf was for adultery, licentiousness. Like the Isser lo tinuf in Aseret HaDibrot. And the Rashi says, ki to'evat, so the pasuk ends, because this is an abomination, lo asra Torah ela levush hamiv yididei to'eva. Okay, so already, you can see that Rashi says the Isser is dressing in a way that's going to lead to this abomination. As opposed to dressing this way is an abomination, but it's going to lead to an abomination. So already you can sense where if we're going to allow such a practice for the sake of your play or the sake of Purim, how we're going to get out of it. Is that Muskam Lakol? Rashi isn't Muskam Lakol here. We're going to see those who disagree with Rashi's take on this pasuk. Rashi doesn't get it from nowhere. We're going to see his, meaning Rashi gives you Chazal, so we're going to see the Gemaras that he's quoting. Yes?
Just up to this point, why are you discussing on men? There seems to be no
the pasuk says on women as well. First one, lo yechle gever al isha. Shetehe doma leish, kedei shetelech ben anashim. That's now on men. First on women, she shouldn't do it, men. He shouldn't do it. It's equal on the same. Men shouldn't dress like women, women shouldn't dress like men. We haven't seen a difference. The only difference I pointed out was that what it says women can't do in the pasuk, if you look at the literal words of the pasuk, is that women shouldn't have klei gever and men shouldn't have simlat isha. But without any background to explain a difference between the two, up until now, they're both the same. The only thing I've pointed out is that Rashi says that the end of the pasuk, ki toivad Hashem lekecha, is the parameters of this iser. This iser of dressing the wrong way is because it leads to ne'ev. That could be another discussion we're going to come to. Okay, whether the pants are Beged Isha, seemingly, according to many poskim, it's not, because they make these pants for women, so it might be Tznius might be another problem, but it might not be a problem of Beged Isha. As in, it may be inappropriate for me to see this woman in lingerie if she's not related to me. That doesn't make it a problem of Beged Ish for her to be wearing those lingerie. So therefore, it may be a problem for me to see her in pants. So it doesn't make it a problem, doesn't make it this problem. So just meaning, you threw in tznius, but tznius isn't the factor here. We're discussing whether there's an issur for cross-dressing. Okay? Tznius is yet another discussion. It could be related, because tznius is related to niuv, right? Doing things that are not sanua might lead to all those things. But our issue isn't right now whether it's sanua for her to wear it. Our issue is whether it violates the iser of cross-dressing. Okay, so what is Rashi based on? So the Gemara has a discussion, and there's a statement, and there's an Eikon Damri rephrasing it, how it all goes. And the statement says that there's a difference between Midaraita and Midarabanan as to what they can and can't do. And so the Gemara says, the Tanakhama, who says that it's Midivrei Sofrim, then what does he learn from the Pasuk of Lo Yilbash Gever? Hi, Lo Yilbash Gever, my Darish Beis, source 3. Mi Bayle L'chidetanya, Lo Yechli Gever Alisha, my Tom Lomar, why do I need that Pasuk? Im she Lo Yilbash Ish Simlat Isha, V'Isha Simlat Ish, Hare Kvar Ne'amar Toeva, V'Ein Kan Toeva. The Pasuk isn't telling me that a man shouldn't dress like a woman and a woman shouldn't dress like a man, because the Pasuk tells us that the issue with it is that it leads to Toeva. Here there's no Toeva. He's just putting it on. It's not the act of wearing the clothes, says this Gemara. It's the act of wearing this clothes for Toeva purposes. In other words, Ella, Shelo Yilbash Ish Simlat Isha, V'yeshev Ben Anashim. A man shouldn't dress like a woman and then go out, hang out in the ladies' section, in the ladies' room. Men's room, ladies' room, bathrooms. So he can go hang out with the women because he's dressed like a woman. She's dressed like a man. She can go hang out with the men.
So seemingly we can have a pnimiya of women's dress up or not.
Don't jump to any question till the end, till we learn the sugya, okay? I'm just presenting this side is one side.
I mean, if I left at this stage, that's a lot.
If you left at this stage and all you saw was Rashi and this Gemara, so then, yes, you could indeed conclude that as long as my cross-dressing isn't related to Ne'uf, then it's okay. Okay. That would be the conclusion you could reach. But we have many more sources. We're only 9 minutes into the shir. We have a few more. Okay. Source 4, the Rambam. When he paskins this halacha, says, Lo da de ish ede ish, she shouldn't dress up with the man's stuff. Kigon shetasim berosham etz nefet o koba tol vashir yon, to wear armor. Kiot sebo shetigalech roshaka ish, or get a haircut like a man. V'luya de ish ede isha, the man shouldn't dress like a woman. Kigon shilbash bigdei tzivonim and chalizav, to wear her jewelry or her colorful clothing. And again, it could be subjective to society. For example, in Scotland, it could be okay for a man to wear a kilt, but elsewhere, for a man to wear a dress would be inappropriate. You get Malkos, if this is Malkos like Malkos Arbayim, or Makas Mardus. That's based on that Gemara there where we said there were two Shitot, whether it's the Raita or the Rabban. Fine. Kesef Mishnah, Rav Yosef Cairo, comments on this Rambam and says, the Rambam just says the man can't dress like a woman, the woman can't dress like a man. What didn't he say that we saw in the Gemara and we saw in Rashi? Source 5. Lo hitzrich sheyesh evish ben anashim, isha ben anashim. The Isser is standalone. Man can't dress like woman, women can't dress like man. Period. Not man can't dress like woman and then go hang out with the women. Women can't dress like man and then go hang out with the men. This is standalone Isser. Okay? And what would be the reason behind this Isser? The Sefer Achinoch says, Mishorshe mitzvah, L'harchik mimatino kedosha davar erva, to keep us out of erva. Ein safik, yim yu mal b'shea nashim, anashim shavim, yit arvu elu im elu tamid umala aret zimba. If everybody were to dress the same, everybody would always be mixed. The more we're mixed, the more it's going to lead to inappropriateness. Okay? So there we have the two sides. We have one side, Rashi's view, which is that the Isser is only when it leads to Naif, when it's for a man to hang out among the women, or women to hang out amongst the men. On the other side, we have the Rambam, who says that it's standalone, there's an Isser of cross-dressing. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your question.
How do we define Erva again?
Erva? Arayos? Inappropriate behavior? Licentiousness? Okay. Source 7. The Ma'arimins. He was one of the Rishonim. He appears once in a while in Tosot. And he has the following shoot. He was asked about like 20 different topics in this shut. This shut, Simetet Vav, like you can't really sort it. A lot of times you'll go to shut Svarim and there'll be Hilchot Shabbos and all the shuts in one spot. This shut, he was asked in Hilchot Shabbos questions and Hilchot Purim questions and Hilchot Eidos questions and everything on this one shut. So he had to scroll through it and find the paragraph. And now, how did I know this paragraph existed? Because it's quoted in by the Ramah. But I went and learned the shut. So here is the shut where he discusses about Purim.
Is it Rishon or not?
Rishon. Okay. Al davar levishat ha-partzufim, shenogin lobosh bacharim v'gam betulot zekanim imniyarim b'porim. Men and women, old and young, dress up in these costumes on Purim. And hinei ra'iti shekfar pasak la'atir moreno Rav El Yakim Segal, he's quoting some Rav, at the time, and he already was matir it, and he already had his reasons. And they're great. Kilu yatzum mipi agvura, as though Hashem said, this is okay, he's right. So if you question this psak from him that it's okay, you are questioning Hashem essentially. But let me bring another proof. Let me give you an extra reason, a proof, why it's okay, why all the Gedolim and all the great Rabbanim I ever saw, all their Fasheru b'neim of Noteim, their own sons and daughters, Chataneim v'kaloteim, their sons and daughters-in-law, Lov Shenotan Partzufim v'shino b'gdeim v'bigdei ish v'bigdei ish v'chen lehefech. Many Gedolim had their kids dress up, their son dressed up as a girl on Purim, their daughter dressed up as a boy on Purim. They were okay with it. They didn't say anything. Why were they okay with it? Let me give you a reason why. But clearly they were. If there were any problem with it, of course they would be mocha. By the fact that they weren't shows you that it's okay. There's nothing. And what is his proof? Part of the Gemara about darshaning this halachos of Beged Isha says that one of the things you're not allowed to do, sha'asr le'ish lir'ot b'mara, a man can't look into a mirror. This is Paskin la'alacha by the Shulchan Aruch. A man can't look into a mirror. So says the Mari Mintz, v'nerki atam mishum lo yilbash gerisim l'adisha. What does it mean to look in a mirror? It doesn't mean that you can't ever look in a mirror. It means to sit there making yourself all pretty and beautiful and staring at yourself vain with vanity just to make yourself look all nice and pretty. That activity was viewed as something that only women did. But to look in, to see that you don't have schmutz on your face before you go outside, that's not a problem. Or specifically, when we have isurim about non-Jews giving us haircuts, so if there's a mirror there, so you can get a haircut from this non-Jew, because you will see that if he's going to do something that's going to kill you. These stapers to get a haircut, the galeach is shave. Okay, so you could shave with a mirror. You don't have to shave blindly. If something's hurting your eyes, you want to go up to the mirror and go like this, and look in and at your eye, so you could do that. So the iser of the mirror is not, it's usher to look in a mirror. It's usher to look in a mirror in this feminine way. Hashem knows whether you're looking in the mirror for the wrong reason or not. So he's saying that same idea that I just told you regarding mirrors applies to this Beged Isha in Purim. How so? Because the Isser is, like Rashi said, it's about Neuf. Here it's not about Neuf. The Isser is to dress up like a woman in order to hang out with the women. Here you're dressing up like a woman in order to have a very joyous Purim. On in Tshuva, in the name of the Riva, there's a Tshuva that cites the Riva that says, Shekom Acha Shechofen Abachrim Mishim Sechad Purim. Not only did they dress up on Purim, they also would steal things. Ein bo mishum gezel. That's not violation of the Isser gezel. Aval kolum lachem lachen archarchen yesh bo mishum gezel. You did that same activity the day after Purim. That's gzela. And you deserve to be prosecuted to the fullest extent allowed by law. But on Purim, it's not a violation of lo tigzel. Kol makom bezmanu mishum simchat Purim lo ikri gezel kevan she'eino osa manat ligzel. In other words, because they were okay with pranks on Purim, meaning they didn't really. Lo Tigzol is an Isser and it applies 365 days a year even on Purim. What does he mean? That the guys are doing shtick on Purim. They would take the Rebbe's car when he wasn't looking, and they would go leave it somewhere. They would go for a joyride. They were doing things that they weren't taking it and not giving it back to the Rebbe. This wasn't real gzela. This was kids being kids doing mischievous activities. And therefore, even though when the Rambam in Hilchos Gzela, he says, for example, if I take something without permission, that could be gzela. If I take your item as a joke just to hide it from you, gzela. That's all usher. You do those activities on Purim, maybe the level of Akpada on Gzela is a little bit less, and it's not really Gzela. Okay, so that's how we understand this. So in other words, just like it's okay for me to do these minimal forms of Gzela on Purim, so too it's allowed for me to cross-dress on Purim for my Simchas Purim. In order for everybody to have a grand old time on Purim, we allow this petty theft, and we allow this petty cross-dressing. Okay? That is the view of the Ma'ariv Mitz. On the other hand, we have the Shlah and the Urayim. Shlah, source 8, says, I saw the Tshuva Ma'ariv Mitz, the Mutter Lebosh Bar Tzufim, etc. Men and women, women and men. Me'achrashim, Nekavnim, El Simcha Ba'alma, since they're only going for Simchas Purim. Hu Adin Levisha Kalayim Derabbanan. So too, you can even wear certain kinds of clothing because you wanted to dress up a certain way. This isn't becoming activity. That's not strong enough, though. That's why we need the Urayim. Men shouldn't do things that women do based on that locale's midhug. Even temporary. Even as a joke. Usher. Share lochilik akatuv ben kevel arai. The pasuk didn't say lo yechli gever al isha permanently, v'lo yilvash gever simlat isha permanently. It's like, don't wear them. The fisher iti ben adam shlo v'shim al v'shenashim arai l'schok. I've seen men dressed as women as a joke for a few minutes. Bothered me. V'huk shavein I katavtikin. Therefore, I wrote this thing to make you know that's not allowed.
What's
v'huk shavein? It was tough in my eyes. Okay. Yeah.
Is there anything to do with like women's colors, like men wearing like pink or purple?
It could be. If in your society men don't wear pink shirts, so wearing pink shirts would be a problem. I don't think that's true in our society.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe in the Haredi world it would be true. In the Haredi world, even in the world where they don't wear only white shirts, I'm saying. Okay, obviously if you only wear white shirts, some not wearing white shirts could be part of together. But here, in our base medrash, you walk in, and other batei midrashim from our tzibur, you walk in, and there's guys in yellow, orange, pink, red, blue, the whole gamut of colors. You can't tell me that just the color makes it, therefore, begadisha. Now, again, going back to him about Sneas, it could be that he's drawing attention to himself, and even men should be drawing attention to themselves within Sneas, and that's a whole other discussion. From the narrow confines of, is it Beged Isha necessarily to wear a shirt that's pink or purple, I don't think in Art Sibor that's true. You want to tell me that there are Tzibors where that's true, I agree with you. And therefore, in such a Tzibor, it would be a problem of Beged Isha. Okay? Because of Kol Kiminag HaMakom. In your society, do men wear pink shirts? Yes? Well, then it's not Beged Isha. Your society, men wear pink shirts? No? You put on a pink shirt, that's Beged Isha. Got it? Yes.
So, is it mutar for me to walk in the mirror with the pink shirt?
Okay. Next. Don't do.
I want to say, like, what happens if there's an area in between? So we have men's clothes, we have women's clothes.
And unisex clothes.
Like, maybe like gay people's clothes, because they like, sometimes they like these flaring outfits.
So those shouldn't be worn. But there are clothes that are unisex. Meaning, just a sweatshirt. Men can wear it, women can wear it. Not Beged Isha. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, there's no, you don't have to wear a clothing that's exclusively for a man. There's clothing that men wear. Would a man wear that? You can wear it. Okay.
Also, those times they probably didn't like used to wear like socks or shoes. So can you wear women's socks or shoes? Would that be a different deal?
And what makes the socks women's socks? Can I tell that they're women's socks?
Like, yeah, stockings.
Oh, you can't wear stockings.
No, like
so only women wear stockings. Therefore, you can't wear stockings.
These socks with like pink fairies on them.
So it could be. If it's recognizable as something that only women would wear, it would
like
be a problem.
Shoes, women wear like all those high heels.
Right, so men can't wear high heels in our society. I agree with you. Correct. Okay?
Well, no, it'd just be different because I doubt they had high heels in those days.
Okay, so you who knows what they had back then, okay? You have to now go dig up an archaeological study and find their old shoes.
It also means like a shaito or a wig.
Yeah, we don't wear shaitos and wigs, but there are toupees for men. They're bald men who are very misbaish about it. And the toupee was designed for a man, made for men, or marketed to men. That's not Beged Isha. That's what I'm trying to say. For a man to wear a woman's wig would be Beged Isha. But for a man
so
to wear...
in the same category as us.
What?
It would fall in the same category as us.
Yeah.
And what about like, sometimes they can't even have unisex, like black hair with like that bar mitzvahs. They sometimes throw out these...
The
like,
little plastic wigs?
Yeah,
not
like,
a problem.
Black, fake hair.
Okay. Okay, fine. Okay. Though again, we just saw Shita that even arrived, not a problem, but I think it's clear there that you're not. We'll see why that's okay. Okay, Shulchan Aruch, source 10. Here's how he paskins. This is Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya. We're going to get to the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim regarding Purim. This is the Shulchan Aruch under the category where he's discussing Lo Yilbash Gever Sim Ladisha, men wearing women's clothing and vice versa. So far, this should sound a lot like the lashon of the Rambam. Each place, and again, here it says that's the lashon of the Torah, or I think the parentheses is the lashon of the Torah. Anyway, she should not shave her hair to look like a man. Get a male haircut. Vice versa, he shouldn't dress like a woman. Okay? So, men should not dress like women, women should not dress like men. The Shulchan Aruch does not throw in what we saw in Rashi, or what we saw in the Ma'ari Mintz. Rashi, that it's only about Toeva and men sitting among women, or vice versa. Or the Ma'ari Mintz, that it's okay for Simcha Ba'alma. Says the Ramah. So you might think, here I have a solution. What's the solution? I'll wear my pants. I'll wear a dress like a man. But I'll just put on this one article of women's clothing over it. I'll just wear this one feminine blouse. This one skirt. And now I can go act in the play or dress up on Purim because I'm only wearing one article of clothing that's feminine. So says the Rama, even one is usher. Even though from the rest of your clothes I can tell you're a man, you are still not allowed to dress up like a woman, even in one article of clothing. That is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. We haven't gotten to Purim yet. But this is just Stam, the Halacha, straightforward, regarding whether a man can dress like a woman, or a woman can dress like a man. In Source 11, the Bach, who is a commentary on the Torah, so he comments, Lotla Bashisha, he says, Divrei Rabbeinu b'din zeh stumim, demashma b'chol inyan aser. So the Shulchan Aruch, who had used the Lashon HaTorah we saw, and also the Lashon Rambam, says it's aser for a man to dress like a woman or a woman to dress like a man. He doesn't qualify his statement. The b'chol inyan aser. And says the Bach, ve'ein okein, it's not true. Eliyesh heter. And what's the heter? Well, it's very similar to what we saw in Rashi. She'ein iser afilu b'davar shu noy v'kishut, elim kein v'isha loveshe b'gde ish, lehit damot le'ish. V'isha loved b'gde isha, lehit damosh le'isha. If there is a good reason for you to wear that, for example, you are about to go outside and it's extremely sunny, and you look around and there's no hats. Oh, you find one hat. What hat did you find? A particularly feminine hat.
One of those big woman ones
with a big brim. So you want to wear it because you don't want the sun to beam you down and give you ultraviolet rays and everything that it's supposed to do, and you're just going to wear it for a few minutes, meaning you're not wearing this as a fashion statement, you're just wearing it to get from point A to point B without melting in the sun. So, says the Bach, that's allowed, b'nei chama, or it's raining, you don't want to get all wet. It's allowed, b'modik shamim, b'nei shamim, ain't sham iser. And he has that proof that we saw similarly regarding shaving, havarat ser medivrei sofrim, that we saw, there was a Tanakama, and that in the Gemara we saw in Source 3, the Mefarshak Prab, Shuta Shalibash Ishmabushim Yuchan in the Nashim, La Shevet bin Anashim Lin Niyuf, Chinisha La Shevet bin Anashim, Omer Ani, Sherebelezer bin Yaakov Nami Madebezol the Tanakama, Sheimek Rayotzim Yidei Pshuto. Meaning, even the Manda Amar in the Gemara, who said that the Pasuk is not only about the Shevet bin Anashim, agrees with the pshat of the pasuk, meaning that it's only usher when it's that problematic. Meaning the machlok in the Gemara was whether it's d'oraita, d'rabbanan, etc. But he agrees that that's the pshat reading the pasuk. Yes.
So just so that I had in mind, good story. If I'm sitting in my house and I need to go out, and there are three hats hanging on the thing,
there's male hats, you're supposed to use the male hat, unless one of them is particularly better, meaning functional. As in, the other two hats won't block you from the sun, and this one will, so you can use that hat.
You also get these big round hats that are male, like unisex, and males can also wear.
So then you can use it.
So what happens if it's a woman's hat, but it looks like a unisex hat?
Then it's fine.
Do you know what it looks like, or what it says underneath it?
I don't know. Okay, that's a good question. Is it din in people thinking that it's a female's hat, or that it's actually, as in, if I start making these female hats for men, but it looks like a female hat, would that be a problem?
That's an interesting question. That's a unisex hat, but if they look inside, it'll be like woman size 40 to 42.
Then it could be a problem, because it's made for women. But again, if you're doing it only for the sun, then it's okay. If you're doing it arai, for a tzorech, that's what this Bach is saying. Okay? And after he said all that, he says, "Aye, but the Rebbe Lezer me mitz in the Urayim." We saw that in Source 9. Terrible. Meaning, he says it's terrible. Lo chilek akatu ben kevel arai, you can't even do this arai. Then he says, "V'yesh latet lev al mashen nogim b'porim l'shanot b'gdeim mi'ish li'isha mi'isha li'ish." Ve'ein mocha, people cross-dress on Purim and nobody stops them. V'imashik katavdi b'darim asuyin l'noy l'kishet asul l'divrei akolid kavin k'dilit tamot. Far yeshiva Rabbi Yehuda Mintz, meaning Marie Mintz that we saw, Source 7. Zek v'var b'tshuva tov, v'ron kevon she'ein osa k'enel m'shim simchat Purim, ein bo iser. So the Bach cites that view. So he has a machloket. He cites Rav Lezer Mitz and Mari Mintz, not to confuse Mitz and Mintz. And says the Bach, "V'nira lafi ani yodaiti devara bazed dechuyim hema." Rashi Rav Lezer Mitz. In other words, I saw the Mari Mintz, but he is wrong, and who's right? The Urayim is right. The af mashdot shel chadam akam, even for weddings where you like shtick to make the chasan and kala happy. Ika isura, it's usher to cross-dress. Ama da'af masha osa misham simchan mitzvah, ena dome le osa kedeli natzal minatzar. So the Bach says, I accept the premise that the pasuk is talking about ki tov Hashem, when it's to fit in with men or women. And therefore, for a tzorech, I make him, as in for to protect yourself from the sun, protect yourself from the rain, arai, I'll be mekel. But to do it without that tzorech, even if it's for simcha ba'alma or mitzvah ba'alma, such as making a chasan happy, that we are not matir. And he says, ve'ein safek she'ilu lo ayun el mamim mashkatav relizim remitz v'zem v'mareinu rav yudah mintz le'ya kotevkin. I'm so convinced this is true that had the Mahari Mintz at source 7 seen the Urayim at source 9, he would never have written what he wrote. He would never have been Matir. And of course, here's the slippery slope argument. Shelo yavru al iser lav lo beporim lo besimchat chatan and chalo v'tavolo bracha. So there's terrible things that happen from it, and so okay. Sometimes we can't stop people from doing it, but really you should teach your house not to do this and tavolo bracha for doing that. Just anecdotally, I've heard enough of these stories that guys dress up as girls in Purim and then because they're kids they then do the things that we're talking about, meaning. Not neof, I'm not even saying that, but they'll dress up and then go sit in the women's section, just as part of their perm shtick and fun. Or they'll go join the women's circle in the dancing in the chagiga, etc. Okay, so that's a terrible thing. That's the Isser Negia, all those, whatever they're doing. The stories abound of people doing inappropriate things on Purim. I didn't say English. There's not so many cross-dressers here in English. Okay. There's a lot of dress-up, but not so much of the other gender. Okay, but now let's get to Purim. Source 12, the Shulchan Aruch. This is now in Aruch Chaim, Hilchot Purim. So the Shulchan Aruch was just halacha about getting married in Purim, and the Ramah comments about getting married, and then he says, Uma shenagu, so this is where he threw it in, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have it in Hilchot Purim. Uma shenagu lilbosh partzuvim v'Purim. The minhag of people wearing costumes on Purim. V'gever lo v'eshtim lad isha v'isha klei gever. Men dressed like women dressed like a man. Ein iser b'davar me'achar she'ein mechavnein ala simcha ba'alma. There is no iser, because it's only for simcha ba'alma. V'chein b'levisha klayim d'rabbanan. Also wearing certain begadim that are asr mid'rabbanan in terms of shatness. V'yesh omrim da'asr. And yes, I know there's shitas that disagree with this. But says the Ramah, v'al ha'minhag kesvara rishona. So for Simchas Purim, you are allowed to cross-dress, and that's the minhag. Yes?
Can you apply that to weddings? If it's a Simcha
Baal, but I would think that's true.
And can we stretch it out to more things?
That's what we're going to discuss. Okay? That's how we're going to get to the skits. Okay? V'chein m'nei adam, achot v'im zemi zeh derech Simcha. Eim bez zemi shen lo tigzol. Remember, we saw the Mari Mintz. Tshuva, citing the Riva, is telling you about these shtick, these pranks that the kids play, taking things that don't belong to them, which would otherwise be gzela. So says the Rama, we're knowing that's okay. But each town has the right to say, this is going too far on Purim. And therefore, even though we're going to be a little more lenient in our kpedot on Purim, we are not going to allow total abandon of the rules. One of my rebbeim used to tell us, there's nothing that's allowed on Purim that's not allowed the rest of the year. He says, Kapodo might be different. In other words, you're not allowed to make fun of a person ever. Okay, it's not nice. It's usher.
That's a big thing, though.
That's a big thing. But yeah, what do? We have these Purim sticks, and you make fun of them, and you imitate their voice, and you dress up like them, etc. So how are we allowed to do that? So it could be the person knows that it's in the good Purim spirit, so he's not makpid.
But
therefore, if you go too far to the point that the person would be makpid, so even that is usher in Purim. You don't get to say, oh, it's part of the Purim spiel, it's okay. I mean, that was his point, that it's not, nothing becomes mutter on Purim. The level of kpid on certain things is lessened on Purim. So similarly with Gzela, I think the same, he didn't say it about Gzela, but the same thing might apply. Meaning, what is it? You're taking something that doesn't belong to you. That's gzela. But the person doesn't mind because he knows that you're doing it as a little bit of perm shtick and you'll give it back and it's all really okay. The rest of the year, you take something that doesn't belong to you, even though if he thinks you're going to give it back, it's still gzeila. But on Purim, the level, because of everybody's trying to have a nice Purim, the level of kpeda could be less. I think that could be definitely the svara. Comments to the Mishnah Berurah on this. Drinking is... On Purim, you're supposed to drink as part of the kiyumim of the yom. But there's no iser to drink the rest of the year. You're not supposed to drink on Purim or the rest of the year to a point where you get sick and die. That's true on Purim as well as the rest of the year. You can have a glass of wine after work on the street, yeah. There might be other isurim in terms of Navel Bershut HaTorah, doing things unbecoming of you, but people who have a glass of red wine with their dinner because, you know, their doctor told them it helps their cholesterol, there's no isur in having alcohol the rest of the year. There is an isur in being drunk. There is an isur in being glutton, etc. all year long. There is an isur in causing a chil Hashem of acting drunk and everybody knowing you're drunk and causing damage and everybody saying, look at this guy who walks around being drunk. That's an isur on Purim too, by the way. Okay? So... fine. So the Mishnah Berurah, source 13, he comments on this, and he says, "Mina kisfara rishona," that the Ramah says, we paskin like those who say that it's okay for a man to dress like a woman to dress like a man on Purim. He says, "See Yoredeya, where we saw the Taz and the Bach, we didn't see the Taz, but we saw the Bach saying that we should be mevatel this minog of Purim or at weddings. And so too, I saw someone else who wrote the Berak Olah, Vim kolam malbushim shalish rak malbush echad shalishem nikarimim efshir shalim cholben. Sorry, Vim kolam malbushim shalish, that was in the previous thing. Sha. Vim kolam malbushim shalish rak malbush echad shalishem nikarimim efshir shalim cholben. So we saw the Ramah in Kuf Pei Bed, that was in Source 10. The end of Source 10, the Ramah says, if all your clothing is male and one is female, it's still a problem.
What does it mean,
Ein Lim Cholben? Means don't protest. Okay, leave it be. So we saw the Ramah that says it's still usher. That was in Source 10. So here the Mishnah Berurah is citing the Prima Gadim as saying that you don't have to protest or against somebody who's mostly dressed like a man and wears one item of clothing like a woman. Though I will tell you the Shla and the Knesset HaGola were Machmir, and we saw the Shla in Source 8. What could be the Svara to explain why it would be okay to wear one item of clothing? So we could say, since at the root the iser is to dress up like a man so you can fit in among the men, or to dress up like a woman to fit in among the women. So if you're, everybody can tell you're a man or a woman, and you're just wearing one weird article of clothing, so you're not going to be able to fit in. So everybody knows that you're just wearing that one article of clothing, and I can tell you're still a man, and you're not going to fool me. And therefore, there seems to be leniency there, or ain't to be mocha, specifically regarding Purim. And that's something we're going to have to discuss now regarding our cases of the skit. But let's get to Source 14. The last one is the Divrei Mordechai, or Mordechai Eliyahu Zatzal, where he has a collection called the Divrei Mordechai, statements on different psukim, and goes according to the Parshot. So he has a little section on Beged Isha, Parsha Kitetze. It's not on Bar Ilan. I had to type this, so if there's a typo, it's my fault. And he says the following. It says, Tach poset. Yesh mekinu b'porim l'bosh b'gnei nashim l'gvarim l'hefech v'ein noagin kein. Our minog is not to be matter this, okay? And we've certainly seen that anybody who was matter this so far was an Ashkenazi. Only the Sfardim, we haven't seen any mekilim in this area. Kova rochav shulayim. That's a wide-brimmed hat. Shenoa lahaganam mipnei hashemesh, used to block out the sun. Mutter leish lelovsho, a man can wear it. Ki ein kavanah lovesh lachbosh kova kmo shel nashim. Why is it okay for me to wear this hat? Because I'm not wearing this hat because I want to look like a woman. I'm wearing this hat because I want to block out the sun. Kavanah tov lagin mechom hashemesh. Yes.
During the week is discussing, like, what happens if you're any back in a career, you like want to put on woman's makeup as well, back to the full Monty.
Yeah, so we don't do the full Monty.
Is that included in makeup or...
Okay. I think makeup would be a problem, especially... But again, to just wear a bit of makeup and and you don't know how to put it on, so it doesn't make you like a woman. You're just wearing makeup to shame. Like, you put on like a lot of lipstick, but everybody can tell because you still have your beard that you're a man. So then, again, if the issue is that you're going to look like a woman, it's not a problem. And for Simcha Ba'alma and Purim, so the minhag is to be mekel to allow you to cross-dress on Purim. But again, because of the other shittot who are machmir on this, I would be wary of ever doing such a good job when you're cross-dressing that anybody would be fooled.
Fine. So you should make sure that when you're looking, when you're trying to look like a woman, you definitely don't look like a woman.
Correct.
It should be clean.
So everybody can know, ah, look at that guy wearing a dress as a joke, rather than, hey, there's a woman. Okay, that's the boundary there. Fine, mitriya, listen to what he says about an umbrella. Yesh misha omer she'asu legever lishtamesh b'mitriya nikeret b'tziva'a kichedu l'nashim. Some say that a man can't use an umbrella whose color makes it look very much meant for women. Mishum lo yilbash gever, because of this issur. Yesh misha omer she'bederech harai mutter. Some say for temporary use it's okay. V'araya, and he brings a proof, meaning that's how he paskins. Your wife's gold watch breaks. You want to take it to the store to get fixed. So what, do you have to carry it? You have to put it in your pocket, in your bag? No, you put it on your hand. If a woman is walking in the street with her husband and it's raining, she forgot her umbrella. So the guy shouldn't be like, sorry, this is a male umbrella. It's begged ish for you to come under my umbrella. You have to stay out there getting wet. Rather, mutar lo likanes mitachal mitriya shebala. She can come under his umbrella. Ve'en mishum lo yeh kli gevra l'isha v'chein lehefech. Also going under her umbrella. Tabat, even wearing a ring. You might say that there's, you know, her engagement ring. There's nothing more feminine than an engagement ring with a gem. You want to just put it on your finger until you take it to the store to get fixed. So it doesn't get lost, because if you put it in your pocket, it can fall out. You have to take it to the smith or the jeweler to fix. Since you are doing it only for temporary use in that way. So, here's what we saw. There are some who are strict across the board that men can't dress like women, for any reason, any goal. But we saw a few different svaras to be makom. One, we saw the idea of for simcha, be it for a wedding or for Purim, so we are going to be a little more lenient. The minhag is to be makom for simcha. But it could be limited to Purim, could be limited to Purim and weddings. So you're already wanting to apply this to a skit that's already another step. Okay? But because, as I presented at the beginning of the shiur, it was presented to me that it's very important that these skits be entertaining, because that is the only way to get the Torah values over to these children in the camp. So, I think with a few other factors, there's a little room for leniency. One, though we saw the Ramah said that the Isser applies even when it's just one article of clothing, and you can tell from the other articles of clothing that it's still a man or a woman, we saw that the Prima Gadim said, "En limchot." So I think that's, first of all, a necessity. Meaning, doing a play where the man is actually dressed like a woman, I don't see the room for the leniency. But where all the guys in the play are dressed like men and fully dressed like men, and then one of them just puts on this little shirt or wig or whatever it is just for the minute of the play, so then everybody knows that's a guy and he's playing a woman in this play. And no one is going to get fooled into thinking that that's a woman, and no one is also going to get fooled into thinking that cross-dressing is okay. Meaning, everybody gets that that's what he's doing up there in the play. I think therefore, and this is something that you have to be, from my experience in camps, something you have to be aware of, because there are people who do play the opposite gender in a play, and that is that they don't become that gender the whole week in camp. I mean, they walk around in their costume and walk out in stolen character. Okay? If it's part of the play, if it's part of the shtick, if it's part of the skit, so they can be dressed like a man with an article of clothing to make them, so that anybody watching the play knows he's playing a woman, but at the same time, nobody's fooled into thinking he's a woman. So here, because of the simcha involved in puzzle, the mitzvah involved in tzorech, and because this isn't for neyof purposes, and because we have this added hecker that he is dressed like a man and it's just one little extra thing and everybody knows, so then I think the camp posek certainly has room to be makel to allow such a thing to take place in this camp.
People look like skirts, but it's like over their pants.
Over their pants, but everybody, but the rest of him is dressed like a man. So again, same idea. So if everybody up there is in the play and the men are dressed the way they're always dressed, and the guy dressed like a girl is dressed just by putting on a skirt, but everybody knows that's Reuven up there and not Reuvena, so then it's not a problem for, meaning, I see the room to be lenient in that area for Etzorech, Arai, etc. But let's be very clear to not let anything being done Arai and Etzorech in those limited circumstances with the heker that you are dressed like a man, otherwise, and it's only one little extra thing, to not let that be a problem for any other day of the year or in any other context, etc. And certainly we should be aspiring to a time when that's not true, when we don't need these skits of a man dressed like a woman in order to give these educational messages over the kids at camp. I mean, we should be inspiring to Kol Yerei Shamayim Yazhir L'Anshei Beit El Nishmen Kolo Shelo Yavru Al Yisr Lav Lo B'Porim Lo B'Sim Karkat Makalo, that we should never have the need to be dressing like man or woman. Now again, we could still say that we have a strong minhag regarding Purim, so okay, you might be allowed to do it, but the goal is that the skit is already a step past that. And the goal is to not need to do skits like that. So if you tell me we need to. Like, nobody will die if you don't do the skit dressed like a woman. But if I really think it's helpful for us to get our message across, if the kids are left and entertained, and they'll be entertained more and better, and we'll be able to teach them so much more of the important values of Torah Mitzvah that we try to impart in camp through this skit, and it'll be that much better if one of us is dressed with one article of clothing, so it'll be marked as a woman, and everybody will laugh and smile. So we saw the grounds that there might be room to rely on for that.
So just on point, if you wear a dress, right, just in terms of like sealed, how high can it go? Like,
for men?
For men.
As in, can you show your knees?
Yeah,
I don't think you should. I don't think men should show their knees while wearing basketball shorts either, though.
What is
that halacha? It's not a halacha of knees. Like, you can't point to a book that says. But I think there's a standard that in our society that men don't walk. Meaning, back in the day when I was younger, if you turned on the basketball game, the men wore very, very short shorts, like barely covering their thigh. So I would tell you, in that circumstance, walking around that way isn't a problem. But when I went to the basketball court, you know, now it's the winter, nobody's wearing shorts at all. They're all wearing sweatpants. But I've been to the basketball courts here in the summer, and boys wear shorts. But nobody wears short shorts. Guy wears short shorts gets made fun of. We had a chant in camp. Who wears short shorts? Okay? So guy wearing short shorts, that's a didn't sneeze.
It's a thing for South Africans and Americans, but in Australia, when they play footy, they manage to wear short shorts.
So then that's a society. It wouldn't be a sneeze thing. And then, unless you think that's, meaning, do the people who are becoming society dressed that way, or only the lowest levels of society? Meaning, we don't base ourselves based on the lowest levels of society. But again, all this is a question in Sneas. Our share was on Begadisha.
Yeah. So it's more about that, like, yeah, it's for girls, like, have to cover knees.
Girls have to cover their knees.
Cool, I think it's a natural topic to do next week then.
Okay. It's not such a good topic, though, because it's men talking about women should dress, but we'll see.
Is Sneon a din in people seeing you, or a din in you dressing the way you want?
Both, but more the second one.
As in, sometimes, generally, like, you know, when I get back, like, I have cousins that are, like, kind of, so if not, I'll be there for a second, but, like, they'll come to me, I'll be like, is this dress acceptable, is this shirt, like, okay? This is when they come on camp, I mean, now, the madrichim,
the girls ask the madrichim if it's okay? That's inherently not sneeze. That's inherently not sneeze, but a girl can go up to her madricha and ask her. But it's inherently not sneeze for a man to ever be commenting on a woman's clothing who he's not married to or immediately related to.
We have this big issue on camp that girls walk around wearing like these short shorts and pants and everything.
And you want to stop them. So you're supposed to go over to Madricha and say, please go over to that girl and tell her she shouldn't be wearing that.
But
you should never be doing that job of telling a girl that she's wearing the wrong thing.
It's not a one gosh, it's more like you stand on the stage and someone's going to have to say, listen, for boys and girls, we have a limit of time.
Oh, you can speak about a dress code at the beginning in general,
yeah,
but not about a specific person.
Yeah.
No, you're allowed to get up and say the rules for this camp, and by the way, don't blame it on sneeze. Because that's not a good educational message, because if at home it's allowed, and in their school it's allowed, and the camp it's not, then they're not going to believe you, and they're getting conflicting messages. But you're allowed to get up and say the camp rules are the girls are not allowed to wear shorts above their knees, or skirts above their knees. And boys aren't allowed to wear shorts above their knees,
yeah,
or whatever. So that's allowed. And that's not Nazis, because, I mean, doing it in that context, these are the camp rules, it's not a problem in Nazis.
But that's a very dangerous topic, but please, can we do it? We can stand up, we can say, listen, boys, no vests. And when a boy comes and says, no, but it's a Nazi, we can say, ah, but, even though it is a Nazi.
We'll see. I wanted to add a few points regarding some of the things we discussed. I just remembered one and forgot one. So I'll say the one I remember and see if I remember the one I forgot in a minute. The one I remembered was regarding, I already mentioned regarding toupees. So though I mentioned cutting certain parts of your hair, that men don't cut the hair on their body. So for a real tzorech, we would be makel. For example, if there's something embarrassing, like that to the point that would be a mum, that people would look at him and he would be hurt by it. So like shaving a unibrow, in our society would be that the guy's allowed to do that because that's considered normal. Or if he all of a sudden lost half of his hair, or half of his hair turned white. So I saw a tshuva that said a guy who half his head turned white, so men don't dye their hair, but that guy can dye his hair because, meaning, I don't mean half that it's black and white, I mean like, let's say down the middle of his head, one side of his head is black, one is white, and it looks like a yin-yang. So that's not becoming way for him to walk around. So we are makeup for that person to be able to dye his hair.
But it is society. Society dyes their hair now, or shaves. Like men shave their armpits. Or they put tips
in
their hair.
Society where most men, or many men, where it's considered normal for men to shave those parts of their body, there is indeed room to be makeup to do that. I don't know that that's the case. I don't think most men that I know shave their armpits.
Okay, put tips
I've been
there.
To the swimming pool here, and I've been to the wherever. That is not.
Do we base it off the Jewish population or non-Jewish population?
It's an excellent question. I don't know. I want to say the Jewish, but I don't know if it's really true. Meaning, if all the non-Jews do it that way, and some of the Jews do it that way, so then must not be that it's considered for women, meaning all the non-Jewish men do X, and some of the non-Jewish, or many of the non-Jewish men do X, and some of the Jewish men do X, so you might be able to do that thing. If you have come up with a specific example, we can discuss it. But I don't know, but again, it's not always true. Meaning sometimes you might see seven people walk by with it one day, but that doesn't mean that everybody's doing it. Those seven people could be the weirdos. Okay.
Is anyone else?